healthcare spending reached $4.5
We got a breaking story out of Southern Utah University
we
want to jump to right away. There's a news conference that's being held right now. It looks like a police officer, it may very well be the police chief down there in Southern at Southern Utah University regarding what we thought was an active shooter situation on campus today. It turned out there were no shots fired. Let's listen.
From here on out. And then that's what we have right now. Not yet. We're still clearing buildings. We're still doing that process to ensure that we're not missing any. We're covering all aspects of what we need to do by protocol, by our policy and SUU policy.
Are you considering this a hoax at this time?
At this time, it's an active investigation, so we are not sure. We're not counting that. We're taking it seriously until we find out through our investigation that it was a hoax. Then we'll call it that. But as of right now, it's an active investigation, and we are treating it as a active shooter.
Based on that initial suspect description that was put out, are you still looking for, in theory, that person, or don't know?
Well, we have that person, but for us to be effective, we have to look at everybody. We have to look at all possible matching descriptions, and as information comes in, somebody says, hey, I saw somebody that looked like this, but now they're wearing this. So we are looking at every possibility, not just that suspect that may or may not be the person we're looking for.
Have you found that person or no?
It's still active, so we're still looking. As soon as we clear all the buildings and we cover all our bases, then we'll see.
Any other areas surrounding the campus also been put on lockdown?
I am not aware of that. I know for SUU, I don't want to say, but this is my main concern, and I'm sure the other agencies probably connected with the districts, but I'll leave that up to them to kind of answer that.
Did something like this happen a year ago?
Yes, we did have a similar incident happen about a year ago. A year and about 5 days.
A year and 5 days?
Yes, something like that.
Is that weird or unusual? How does it feel dealing with this again?
It's training, the support to you.
You're listening to a live news conference that is Chief of Police for Southern Utah University, Carlos Medina, addressing the media there in Cedar City regarding what we thought could be, and they posted earlier today, a potential for an active shooter down at the SUU campus, on campus. They then went in and cleared the College of Science buildings. And found there was actually, they haven't found anybody, they haven't taken anybody into custody, and that no shots were fired. Let's go back to that live news conference.
We have such a good working relationship with other agencies that it makes it pretty fluid and easy, given the circumstance, to really do our job effectively. And not only that, help our SUU community, but also the citizens of Cedar City, that they know they have support. Yeah, just letting the parents know that the university has their own police department, and that's one big advantage. We are always actively looking out for the students and the staff and any visitors that come. And when incidents like this happen, we are able to respond immediately, coordinate, and work within our policies and our abilities to make sure that all students, staff, visitors are protected. We have over 20 buildings. I can't give you the exact number. That's just an estimate. But we also have housing units. We have exterior buildings. And not only that, we don't stay narrow. We also check, we have houses, apartment complexes around our jurisdiction. We also keep that into account and make sure that we help them also.
One more question, and then we got to get him back to work.
There are some
work.
Students and faculty that have staff or have kids here at the child care facility at SUU. What's the status of those children? Do you know?
We actually sent a team over there, cleared the building, and we are coordinating so they can pick up their children and leave safely off campus with their loved ones.
All All right, thank you.
You've been listening to a news conference out of Cedar City. That was SUU, Southern Utah University's Chief of Police, Carlos Medina, addressing reporters and photographers down in that area regarding that situation that happened, was unfolding during our show today. But right now it appears that, you know, all is well down in Southern Utah University, and they're continuing to investigate. They said there was no suspect in custody, but they did make that connection, if you will, to this happening about a year ago as well. Kind of a similar situation where he just had barely taken over as chief of police April 1st of 2023. This happened a couple of days later, and now not ready yet to confirm that this is a hoax. But however, the investigation is ongoing.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic.
Okay, it's the second day in a row where we've just had a lot of news breaking during our show. We started with O.J. Simpson's death from a renowned football player to convicted felon, dead at the age of 76 from cancer. Of course, best known for not being convicted of the murders of his ex-wife and her friend, Ron Goldman. Then eventually served time, a significant amount of time behind bars for a armed robbery in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And we also received news that former Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson passed away at the age of 84.
Yeah, of course, father to current Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson, and our condolences go out to her and her entire family. The statement the family put out said that he was indeed surrounded by family as he passed away, suffering from congestive heart failure and also Parkinson's disease.
We have also learned that in Southern Utah, SUU University has found that there were not shots fired. There was a suspected or a thought that there was an active shooter. They had been dealing with that for the last several hours. They have announced that no shots were fired. They are still investigating this. This is still active, but there doesn't seem to be any immediate threat.
If there was any good news in our show, it was that it does look like Salt Lake City is inching closer to getting an NHL team, specifically Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz. It appears from media reports that deep in negotiations to get the Arizona team, the Coyotes, up to Utah is starting season. Their season as early as October of this year. So we expect an announcement. What is it, about T minus 7 days at the latest?
I've seen 7 days or after the NHL season is over, which takes us probably to June. So we'll see when the announcement happens, but if this were to happen, to get a team moved from Arizona to playing in Salt Lake City is a monumental movement. I would expect it sooner, a decision either way, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it'll change the face of downtown Salt Lake City, that is for sure. Maria Chaleos, next.